B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli today on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And boy, is this going to be a fun Friday. I tell you what, I'm going to have fun today, and I hope everyone has half as much fun as that Phillies game was last night. Now, yesterday I said I was already in. I made it very clear I was in. I believed in the manual magic. I also, earlier in the week, predicted that Bryce Harper would hit 2 home runs in a game. He did. And in fact, on Saturday when I was on the radio, I tried to say that it looks like Bryce might finally be becoming the guy that we expected him to be. The guy that can literally carry a team. That moment last night, don't give me it's one baseball game. No, that's bigger. That was bigger than that. First of all, you had a manager who overmanaged and used analytics, and it cost him, if that's not ironic enough with Madden. Darvish, 92 pitches, 7 innings. Why don't you leave him in the game for another inning? And then, whatever. Bryce Harper comes up. So it's one out, the bases are loaded. You figure him or Realmuto, because they both been hot. And you think, okay, he's going to get a hit, he's going to make contact, and he's going to continue. You don't expect what happened. He crushed that ball. That was Tom McCarthy's best call since he's been doing play-by-play. It was a fantastic call. Crux, oh my God, was fantastic. Everybody kind of got lost in the moment. That was gigantic. And I have to say it again. That's now 3 games with the hitting coach in a row with the hitting coach gone. 3. They're hitting. Something looked different. 6 runs in the 9th inning. I'm going to ask people. I got on early. Mike, who's usually in this seat, says it takes more time for him. I'm in right now. But even if you're not in, what was your reaction? A lot of people were switching back and forth because the Phillies were down, so they switched over to the Eagles. But the Eagles game ended just in time for everyone to watch that 9th inning. Just in time. I want to hear what people's reaction was. Now, if I'm hoarse or tired at all, I apologize. We had it going late at Club Tyrone last night.
Oh my God.
We had it going late at Club Tyrone.
I was there
last night. Free drinks till midnight.
I know. I can't believe it.
Well,
good time.
It was a great time at Club Tyrone. Get on board, people. I'm asking you, are you on board yet? 610-632-0975. Now, also, you had the Eagles. And we'll talk about the Eagles today. We have Brian Westbrook on later in the show, Tim McManus later in the show. Hembold's going to talk about Bryce Harper and just how clutch he's been so far this season. So that's also going to get, all that's going to get talked about today. But the Eagles, I was talking about sometimes we're a little too brave with other people's bodies. You see, it's easy for me to write a check that Andrew has to cash. It's harder to write a check that I have to cash. So the reason I'm bringing that up is we saw what happened with Cody Kessler. It was he misread the play. It was not Dillard's fault. I don't know why so many teams are bringing pressure in the preseason, which used to be a thing that you don't do. This is now two games in a row where a team brought pressure in the preseason and two games in a row where an Eagles quarterback gets hurt. First a broken wrist with extra men, now a concussion. All you brave guys out there with someone else's body, still want to play that Carson Wentz still? Still think it would be wise to put him out there? Take a chance? Hey, because you'll feel better if you see him play a couple of series in the preseason? Are you sure that would be the right thing to do? Because I really didn't want to do it before, and I really, 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 really don't want to do it now. But there was a couple things that were somewhat significant in the game that we'll get to before we switch back to Bryce Harper, who looks like, again, like a guy who's ready to carry a team into the playoffs, and that's all I was asking. And I also addressed the haters right at the top of the show in 1 second. Thorson doesn't stink. I know we thought Thorson was terrible. I don't think he's terrible. In fact, I now think he's going to be the third quarterback, and I think Kessler's concussion is going to lead to him getting cut. I think he'll be the backup for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long it takes for Sudfeld's wrist to heal, and then he'll be number three. I actually thought he played decent. The game was compared to the first game, it was actually watchable. There was actually moments. So we'll absolutely, if you want to talk about the Eagles, we'll absolutely talk about that. Now, 610-632-0970. Now switch it back to Bryce Harper real fast. There are people on social media, and most of them are trolls, and very few of them are bright, that say, you've been ripping Harper all year. You can't jump on board. First of all, I'm wearing a Harper jersey. I bought a Harper jersey because I think Harper's a great player. I never said it was a bad signing. What I did say was he wasn't being productive enough, which was true. And now I'm also saying, telling the truth is, he now looks like a guy who can literally carry the team to the playoffs. I think the job, when you sit in this seat, isn't to just say, oh, well, it's all right. No, it's never all right. It wouldn't be all right for Carson Wentz. It will not be. If Carson Wentz is bad for 10 weeks, and then he turns it on the last 6 weeks, and the Eagles go on a run, we'll say he played well the last 6 weeks. But we'll also say he didn't play so well the first 10 weeks. Same with Ben Simmons, if he doesn't shoot, same with Joel Embiid. You've heard me say this before. The job is to just tell the truth. The truth was we were getting a mediocre version of Harper for a large chunk of the season. We are not getting a mediocre version of Bryce Harper anymore, and that should be praised. So it should be criticized when he deserves to be criticized and praised when he deserves to be praised. To me, not handling it that way, those people are the hypocrites. I'm actually keeping it real all the way. Now, I mentioned Club Tyrone, and we're expanding. We're doing so well. I mean, look how well we're doing. My Lotta played pretty well last night. OG member, Roman Quinn with the big hit up the middle to help make it possible for Harper to hit that grand slam. And with big hit from him. He had a triple earlier. Another time he had a triple to help win the game. Another game where Harper hits a big couple home runs. Haseley, we're doing great. Club Tyrone is doing great, so we're going to expand today. Today, in addition to your Phillies calls, Bryce Harper, Manuel Magic, in addition to all that, and of course the Eagles, and do you still want to play Carson Wentz because you'll feel better if he plays a couple of series, I'm going to take open nominations for Club Tyrone. I don't know how many more members we can hold, but I can tell you we have room. We really mad had a great night last night. Anybody that came out, I'm glad you were there. All right, Natalie popped over. It was great to see her. You know, we see her at work. It's different at off time.
I know.
It's different seeing you at off time.
Strobe light was going. It was great.
DJ. It was fantastic down there.
I know. I'm tired today,
Andrew
too.
Andrew couldn't make it because he had to work the midday show. We were going late night.
Well, no, I came in after the game because I was at the Phillies game last night.
I didn't see you in there.
Yeah, I came in post game.
I didn't see you either.
Did you see him?
No, he must have snuck in real quick and then snuck out.
I got past the cover.
Oh.
I get it. You didn't want to pay the $5.
Yes, I snuck in through the back.
It's only $5 on Thursdays. All right, 610-632-0975. We will take nominations for Club Tyrone. Now, I have one question for Andrew before we go to break. You know the theme of Club Tyrone many times are up-and-coming underdog-type guys that I think have a future.
Yes.
But I feel like I should be allowed to put Bryce Harper in Club Tyrone.
I think so. Like, you've been real with him all year. All year long. You've been real with him.
I don't think I went too far and said it was a bad signing. And I definitely, before he got here, didn't say, well, if he doesn't want to be here.
Right.
I didn't do any of that stupid
stuff.
You were
hopeful that he would sign here.
Right.
He did. And you appreciated that he signed here. And then when he was underperforming, which he was, for him, he was underperforming. He was still doing better than what a lot of players do.
It was for the second biggest contract in Major League history. He wasn't carrying the team. Now he is. He is now the straw that stirs the drink. We'll decide at the end of the program. But I think, especially when Mike's not around, because he would definitely hate on this, I'm going to try to slide him into Club Tyrone. 610-632-0975. Are you in on the Phillies now? And even if you're not, what went through your head? What were you feeling when that grand slam happened? Because to me, that was the biggest Phillies regular season moment in a really, really, really long time. I don't know what it's going to lead to. I believe they're going to get in now. I believe that they have something going. I think the manual magic is real. But even if you don't, what was your reaction? And, of course, the Eagles. And do you still want to play Carson Wentz after the Eagles have now lost two quarterbacks in two games? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, my God! 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 2 o'clock hours brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And the Twitter poll. And that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero-turn or walk-behind mower. You will save a lot of money that way. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie, what is the Twitter poll today?
Today's poll tie has over 400 votes on it early. Does last night's win convince you that the Phillies are back? 48% say yes, 52% say no. So it's a close one.
See, it's still right down the middle.
Right.
And I don't care for that. It makes for a good poll, obviously, if we're split down the middle.
Yeah.
But I want to know, what is it going to take? Because you just swept a good team. And Bryce Harper looks good. Real Muto looks good. Reese is still struggling. Yesterday, he looked lost at a couple of those at-bats. Got hit by the pitch, though.
Took one for the team. Whatever it takes.
But you have other guys starting to hit a little bit. Like, the bottom of the order is not useless. That Dickerson guy can really hit.
Yes.
That guy can really hit. Quinn's not an automatic out anymore. Hazy's not an automatic out anymore. Is it the pitching? Well, the pitching wasn't good in spring training. It was never good. Like, it's not like it was never good.
Yeah, it wasn't good in May when they were in first place.
Right. It's all about the offense. And if the offense is churning, and now that's first game, fine. If that was a fluke, six big ones in the ninth last night, you get up, you win the game. What is it going to take? I want to know from people in addition to everything else. Do they have to go win this series with the Padres? What they should do at home. They need to go take 2 or 3 and keep it going. But it's very easy to get on board, like, later. The challenging thing is to get on board now.
See, you and I would actually answer no to that Twitter poll. Because we were on board 2 games ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So we would answer no on that poll.
Now, you know, I'm wearing my Bryce Harper jersey today. He deserved it. You're wearing your Bryce
Harper. Yes, the powder blue.
Jersey today.
I still have to get one.
It's all right, Natalie. It's fine. We also didn't discuss this.
No, I know.
We didn't discuss
this. I would have done something had I known that we were all matching today.
We didn't discuss it.
It was great. During one of the breaks, I was on with Jason during the midday show, and you walked in with your arms out, and I was like, oh, look at this.
Yeah, I've been celebrating that grand slam since it happened. All night at Club Tyrone. I staggered in earlier today, had to stop and get my oil changed real fast because I was about to go on vacation, and then came right here. That's why I was able to nap for a second at the auto body.
There you go.
And then come right in.
Got some rest.
I mean, because I am.
It was popping.
It was popping out there. All right, folks. Here we go. It's all up to you now. Lamar and Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, what's going on, Tyrone?
What's up, Lamar?
How you guys making out?
Good, man.
All right, I don't want to stay on the Phillies long. I still think at the end of the day they need pitching. So I don't want to stay on them. My bigger issue is with Carson.
Okay.
You can't hide him, Tyrone, in a regular season.
Why not?
And when you got that many weapons, anybody that knows the Eagles this year know that you got a lot of weapons. So first and foremost, you're going to want to rush them as early and often as you can.
You think?
Where are you going to hide Carson when you bring in extra men?
So you think they're going to be bringing a lot of extra men? So now who are you singling up then?
No,
answer my question, then we'll move on.
Who am I singling up? I'll single up Alshon.
So you're going to single up Alshon. You're going to, and if they're bringing extra men, you either also single up either Ertz or Deshaun. Because
you single up Ertz.
So now Ertz, who broke the record for most receptions in a season last season, you're going to just leave him singled up. And you think that when they bring extra, Carson can't find him quickly on a hot read.
But see, there's a problem. He does find him quickly, Tyrone, on a hot read. How many yards did he have when the record-setting catches he has? He gets no yards after the catch.
So
not a lot.
Because of that, that's why you want to see Carson in the preseason. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying that's why I want to see Carson in the preseason. I'm just saying at the end of the day, we're not worrying about that. We're worrying about injuries while we're not seeing him. If he's going to get injured, it's going to happen in the regular season. It don't matter when you put this guy out there. If this guy getting hurt,
I'm confused by your point, though. Like, what's the point?
My point is, you said like 10 minutes ago, you said, with all the quarterbacks going down,
would you want to play him in the preseason? And your answer to that question is?
Yes, I want to see him in the preseason.
Well, I can't. 610-632-0975. With all that, but his premise was faulty. If you blitz this team, and teams will at times because they don't want to get the deep ball going, but if you blitz this team, you have a great tight end. And you think that everybody's just going to be happy just singling this guy up and singling that guy up. How many defenses are really equipped to do that? Like, Dallas has three great linebackers, which is a waste. Because now if you go three wide and you put them then in nickel, let's say one of their linebackers can guard, or can one of their linebackers guard Aguilar, cover Aguilar when they do that? Or can they both cover, they go double tight? Or what about when they split Ertz out wide and put Deshaun in the slot? But the fact that he said, I want to see him because you can't. If he's going to get hurt, I would prefer it being the regular season. How about that?
That's fair to say.
Let it win the games matter. When he hurt his knee the first time, he was trying to make a play going into the end zone. Okay, yeah. If that happens, hey, that's football. I can avoid a preseason injury by not playing him in the preseason. But it's still odd that his reaction. They got a lot of weapons, so that's why you got to play him in the preseason. Like, that's why I couldn't really go back with them anymore, because no. I'm not going to let that ruin my day.
I was on pro play Carson before last night. That changes.
You got new information.
Yes. Well, I was also on, it wasn't pro play Carson with this offensive line. I said, all right, I would need Dillard out there. I would need Kelsey out there. I would need Lane Johnson out there. At least three-fifths, and give Vitae and Wisniewski out there as well, because those guys have played with Carson before.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it with Matt Pryor out there.
Right.
So now that I've seen two quarterbacks go down, now I'm not playing them at all.
You just can't. But you see how brave he was with somebody else's body? And with our chances for a Super Bowl, he's very brave with that. Why don't you go play quarterback? They're short a guy. They have to sign somebody. I want that previous caller to call the Eagles. You take a couple of hits, and if you can last one series, then fine, we'll play Carson in the next series. Go out there, champ.
They should give Solar out. Give Dan Radabaugh a call. He could be a camp arm, right?
They do. They literally.
I don't know
how bad that. I guess for now he could do the non-contact stuff, but they have inter-squad practices this coming week. So how can you practice? Carson's going to throw, but you just can't have two guys. You got to keep throwing guys because they have third and fourth stringers, just like the Eagles currently have third and fourth stringers. They literally have to sign another quarterback.
They got Greg Ward.
No, they literally have to sign another quarterback. I'm not going to get into who, because this is a celebration day. I don't want to turn into a fight. Paul in the Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, Ty?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, 24 hours ago, we were sitting here talking. Club Tyrone, Missinality, You had to kick him out of the club. Yep, not allowed banned. Entry.
Yep, he's banned. Mike is absolutely banned.
He's banned. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you letting me bounce at that club. Because let me tell you something. The parties you have, watching that Harper Grand Slam last night, watching Melotta on the other channel smashing people. I mean, everybody you invite into this club, Chuck up in the bleachers sipping on that cognac. It's absolutely amazing, man.
It is. It's the greatest spirits club, Tyrone. And so was that Grand Slam last night. It was a win for everybody.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, we're saying this Chardy thing is real. I was saying yesterday, hit the ball. You know, all the pressure's off. Just hit the ball. And that's what these guys seem to be doing. Look, they have 18 runs in two games. That's two runs an inning.
You're right.
All year long.
I mean, that is unbelievable. Now, if you want to say it's a coincidence, fine. But what I think he's done is, the one thing I think he's done, and Darvish was dealing. He had his great stuff and they couldn't hit him. But just like back when Charlie was the manager before, they didn't get too tight. They just kept on playing. And as soon as Darvish got out of the game, they jumped on the next guy. And that happened. You're not going to always hit every starter. The pitcher has the advantage. That's why 300's a great average. But that doesn't mean, I think previous in the season, they lose. I just don't think they win that game if Charlie's not here. Something's different.
You didn't even have the feeling that they would come back and win that game. But last night, I was switching back and forth. I had a feeling that they were going to come back in that game. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When at the end of that, when they were doing the celebration and Harper went up and hugged Charlie, I felt like that was me and you, man. Like, I felt like that was me and you hugging it out. You know what I mean?
There you go, Paul. Anthony checks in on the text board. He says he wants to be VIP at Club Tyrone. He better be. He absolutely is. Anthony is absolutely VIP.
Yeah, he's in the upstairs.
He also, ridicules some of the guys, he also has that sense of whimsy. I think because he writes screenplays. So think about Jordan Mailata's story. That's a movie.
Yeah.
That's the fact that that guy's playing, whatever you think of him, let's say he doesn't make Pro Bowls or whatever, the fact that he's able to competently play right tackle, even in the preseason, after he learned about football 18 months ago, and he's able to play a full game at right tackle. That's a movie. That's literally a movie. He's going to make this team. That's why Club Tyrone exists, for that kind of thing.
Now, does Jordan Mailata sing at Club Tyrone? Because we know he's got the voice of an angel.
He does. He plays the ukulele and he sings.
Yeah, but that's for special events.
Okay,
he's working. Can't ask him to do double time.
Oh, so that's off season.
Right. And that's also part of the reason why I need to expand.
Yes.
I don't know, now with him busy with football, who's going to sing on Monday nights?
Did Tim Jernigan ever get back to you about his performance?
Nope.
Stud Muffin?
Nope.
No?
Never got one to have him in the crew now. The only thing I heard was mandatory is he has to perform without a shirt.
Okay.
And I said, no problem.
Right.
Everybody else that comes in Club Tyrone has to wear a shirt.
Yeah, but not
Jernigan.
No.
Like, go ahead and pop that off, but he must wear a gold chain.
Yes.
Can't just be bare, just have a chain on.
Yes.
And he said that was no problem, but we haven't moved forward with the negotiations.
Okay.
Let's hope we get there.
Does Anthony get to sit upstairs with Charlie Manuel?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He has to be down there with the noise. He sits in that room on a fine velvet couch.
Purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, the purple.
Good morning, Skip. There it is. Yeah. Sit together and talk baseball. Paul in Beast Lake, New York. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, everyone.
What's up, Paul?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Paul. It is a happy Friday.
Yeah, man. Eagles, Phillies, John. I mean, now we get Manny Machado coming in town.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a fun thing. And I hope that Harper and him, I hope they kind of take it a little bit personal and see if they can outdo one another. It's friendly enough, but I think that's exciting when another great player like that comes in. A player, and it looks like so far that the Phillies made the right decision. Maybe Machado will have something to say about it this weekend. It'll be fun.
I think we made the best decision.
You think so? Now, you're confident, Paul. Why are you confident? You're a baseball guy from way back.
Yeah. I've been watching, I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and I've seen bad teams. This is a good team.
See? See, I like to hear that, Paul. I like to hear that, Paul. Now, when was you, go back? When was when you, your first year? Remember watching the Phillies?
Oh, Steve Carlton pitching on the mound.
All right, so you're going back into the 70s. So
yeah.
Now you fast forward over 40 years, and you believe so. That's a, see, I can't question your baseball knowledge. You think this is a good team? You think they're going to get the wild card because of the lineup?
Oh, I know we're going to get the. I know we're going to get the wild card.
And that feels good, Paul. That feels good. This is what I like. Positivity after a victory. You sweep the Cubs, you have all right to be positive. You don't have to be like the people on the Twitter poll. No, I got to see some more. Oh, what about this? Look, Smiley pitched terrible. Did it matter? Because they scored a bunch of runs. And credit to the bullpen. Credit to the bullpen.
Yeah, Nicasio, two innings shutout ball. Ranger Suarez, two innings shutout ball.
Yeah, like those guys really took care. You kept them in the game because those games sometimes get away from them. That five is nine, and then the Phillies lose. But they didn't. They held it at five. So credit to the bullpen to keep them, and credit to both guys to do the two innings. Because there's been some talk about, oh, this guy's not tough enough. And nice job by both of those guys at the bullpen to keep them in the game, and then, bang, you get the hits. So you started and pitched well, but your bullpen did. I'm sure there's going to be nights where the starter pitches well and the bullpen doesn't. But if the offense is consistent, they can win because as much as we look at the Phillies' flaws, we're not even paying attention to the flaws of some of these other teams that are in that mix. Look at that Brewers team top to bottom. Like, we know about the big names, but they're not a great team. They don't have a great rotation. They don't have. They're not a fantastic squad that can't be beaten.
Yeah, and everybody talks about how the Phillies' offense is underperformed. They've underperformed all season long.
Absolutely.
Take Christian Yelich out of it. That entire offense has underperformed this season.
Center fielder has struggled a lot after a great year
Lorenzo
last
Cain,
year.
Yeah,
Cain after a really good year last year, taking a big step back this year. So the Phillies, and you can make the argument that they have the best player. Harper is capable of being an MVP-type player. And the question was always, when was he going to play like Yelich, like Bellinger? That kid down with the Braves now is playing out of his mind.
Acuna.
Acuna's
yeah,
out
fantastic.
Of his mind. But Harper right now, from Friday to Friday, has been as good as anybody in baseball. And if he plays at that level, this team can be great. There's a lot of pressure on the guy, but that's why he got paid $330 million. And I think it can absolutely happen. And again, he doesn't have to do this from May on. It's already, we are now in the second half of August. Just to get to six more weeks. Six more weeks. I think you can get it done. Justin in Harleysville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, last night was absolutely awesome. I mean, those are the nights or times in sports where you can't wait to see them. I mean, they rarely show up, but it's amazing when they happen.
Absolutely.
And you alluded to it a little bit over the weekend where great players tend to do great things. He absolutely showed up at the right spot last night. Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable because they bring in the lefty, which makes sense. You bring in the lefty, and at that point, I'm just hoping he gets on base. If he walks there and because the base are loaded and they get a run and you pass it to Realmuto, who's been hot, that's fine. A double, whatever it may be, just keep the inning going right there. No double play. That's really what I'm going into in my mind once they bring the lefty in. He exceeded every expectation. And it's almost like he surprised himself. His reaction, I think, was contagious for all of us because we're happy the ball's going, but he went nuts when he hit that ball.
He went 0-2, okay? Mm-hmm. And then he fouled off, too. He was kind of waiting for that pitch. And, I mean, he got a hold of it. Boy, did he get a hold of it.
I mean, he crushed that ball.
Crushed it. And, look, that's one of those games. It's a pivotal game. And I know it's two wins in a row. It's a pivotal game. It's hopefully one that builds a lot of momentum. And that's what you want to have. I mean, that's what a winning team does. Towards the end of the season, they build momentum going into playoffs. That's when they're the strongest. I just hope that's one of those nights that is the beginning of that happening.
No, I absolutely agree with that, Justin. I think that kind of thing can be contagious. That kind of thing can absolutely energize guys. I bet you it was hard for every Phillies player to get to sleep. It had to be with a win like that. It had to be almost impossible to get to sleep last night. I'm glad it wasn't a day game today because I think they would have been dragging if it was a day game. That was... It was a great move. And I can't get over how great the call was. Like, I talk to Mike sometimes and I say the toughest thing in the world is having to replace a legend. And obviously McCarthy's had to replace the ultimate broadcasting legend in this city. You have to call Andrew or Natalie. Do you
I
guys
have it,
call?
Yeah, I have it. I'll play it.
And can we play the call real fast? Because I thought the call
was
great.
The base is loaded and one out.
Oh, my God.
Deep to right field.
Oh, my God. Play to take gives me the chills.
It's
so good.
The call
amplified
the play. The call amplified the play. And he usually doesn't say out of here. I feel like he was so caught up. That was the only thing appropriate to say.
And you know what I loved? I love how he gave the space for the ball to travel. And then he said, wow, you know what I mean? Like, he left that gap there so you could hear the crowd cheering. It was unbelievable.
Crux, oh, my God, was, you could tell,
disbelief.
Disbelief. Like, and that's where I don't want to hear that it's one baseball game. It's not just a baseball game.
No.
Moments like that. It's bigger than just a baseball game.
That play and that call, that's now iconic. That's the best play of the season.
Absolutely.
By far.
Absolutely.
By far.
Best play of the season.
Tom McCarthy actually tweeted about it. Somebody asked him, somebody by the name of Steve tweeted at him saying, hey, you've never said out of here. I've never noticed you say out of here. Was that out of respect for Harry Callis? And he goes, Steve, it's tough to ever plan those calls. I wish I could admit it. I knew what I was going to say. It just came out. Love the emotion from Johnny. The crowd was awesome. And I think back to Harry's 500th of Schmitty when he didn't use his normal call. He just got caught up in the emotions of the moment.
And that's why when he said that, I thought at the moment that wasn't scripted at all.
Right.
Because he usually doesn't say it. I'm glad he said it.
Yeah.
I think that's what that moment deserved. And I don't care if it's August. I don't care if they don't make the playoffs. That was beautiful.
That was Harry coming back down.
Yeah, like that was great.
We got Charlie back. Harry's back.
And he gets a bad rap from certain people just because he's not Harry.
Right.
And that's not fair. That's not his fault.
No,
he's not her. Like, he can't, you don't have clones.
I feel like people don't necessarily understand how hard that job is.
It's in all the travel, all the work.
I can't imagine. I did semi play-by-play for the Eagles the year they won the Super Bowl. I did in-game updates, which were instantaneous. Such a challenge for me. Taught me so much about the game, but such a challenge to be on the ball like that and just be so focused in on the game that you're play calling. I can't imagine doing 100 and something baseball games. I can't. It's unreal.
Great call. So if he's listening or if somebody could get it to him, this program would like to praise how great that call was. I'm sure the entire city, I think that was his best call as Philly's play-by-play guy.
And plus, I think everybody was thinking the same thing. All right, Bryce, this is the moment. And when he was down 0-2, and even though he worked it back to 2-2, we're all thinking, man, if he strikes out here,
I know.
This is that moment where he's supposed to step up, and then boom, he hits it. And that's why Crux screams, oh my God, and that's why Tom doesn't do his normal home run call. It wasn't scripted, like you said. It just happened naturally.
Just happened. And he even admitted it was one of the coolest things to happen in his life. This is a guy who's about to have a baby.
Speaking of the baby.
610-632-0975. I want to hear about the baby on the other side.
Okay.
Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. We're going to take one call, and then we're going to read a tweet from Bryce Harper's wife. So let's go to the phones. Austin and Villanova, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Well, I got to tell you, I almost just ran through a brick wall listening to the replay for the 17th time.
Right?
every time it gets me going. Last night I had a rec league game and I was driving down to the shore from the game and I had it on the AM channel And except there, there's just no way this is happening. The game was already over. I listened to podcast. And then lo and behold, he hits it. And I'm calling my dad, and I'm swerving in and out of lane. The bus almost hit me. And then I of course, being, you know, the fan that I am, I'm watching the highlights while I'm driving the car. So it was an unbelievable win that, you know, in baseball, there's a lot of games that can change the momentum in the course of a season. And they've been just kind of hovering around alive and, you know, on life support for 100-something games. And I think this is the win that you point to, and you say this is the one that this one sparks a run. There's a new feeling in that clubhouse, new momentum, and they haven't put up six. They haven't put up a big inning all season, and then Charlie gets there and they put up a six spot in back-to-back games.
Yeah,
that's not random. That's not coincidence.
I don't think so either. And the other part that's so crazy is the importance of Bryce Harper is that's why we never fully left them. Like, I can tell you.
I never gave up. I never gave up because this team was too talented to begin with. But I thought that there were changes that needed to be made. But, that was like a coming out party for what he can do and what he can be in terms of his value. And that's why you paid for him.
Absolutely. Now, I can just tell you here at the station, when they fell out of first place, as far as conversational, we thought the Phillies' interest would die down. And I think it didn't die down because they had a star. Without Harper, when they fell behind the Braves, moments like, well, obviously, if he's not here, the moment doesn't happen. But the interest level, maybe the record, but the interest level would have been much lower. By having a star, you still have to watch them. You still have to be engaged with them. And they've kept us in it just enough. Every time we think it's over, they figure something out.
Well, it would have been just like last year. They didn't have a star last year, and as soon as they fell out of first place, they said, I was waiting for this to happen anyway.
Yep, and people would have been up, click. Let's talk about Eagles preseason. And I brought that up in the top of the show. We've had like one call, maybe one and a half calls on that, and everybody else is talking Phillies, even though they're not in first place, because a star did what stars do. And that's all anybody can ever ask. And now, look at this city now as far as stars and the difference now. You have, with the Phillies now, and then you go over to the Sixers. You got the Eagles got a bunch of stars. And now the only question left is Carter Hart a star? If Carter Hart's a star, now we really have something. If Carter Hart's a star, we're Boston. We're Boston if he's a star. So because we know we got basketball stars, we know we got football stars, and we got a baseball star. No disrespect to Giroux. If Carter Hart's a star, now we really have something in this city.
Absolutely.
You have the tweet, Natalie?
Oh, yeah.
From his wife?
Okay, so Kayla Harper tweeted out last night, "Never have I ever seen him do this Grinch-like sprint, but it's a vibe I never knew I needed." That is so sweet.
That is. She's watching. Apparently his parents were at the game, but they left early.
Yes,
oh, no.
The lights to the suite were off.
Because I guess when he hit it, he looks up to the suite.
He's like, Mom and Dad.
They back at the crib.
They were like, we got to go beat traffic.
or is it a violation? The mom and dad think, oh, they're down 5-1. This game's over.
Well, I have that cut with Greg Murphy. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
That was sick. Wow. I don't even know. I mean, that was awesome. Oh my gosh. I saw my parents' lights are off in the suite right now, so they probably didn't see that. So thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate
that's a violation.
Come on. Come on, Mom and Dad. Like, they're probably still in the city. What are you doing? They thought the game was over because they're not worried about traffic. They're waiting for him. If they stayed, they were like, you know what? This game's over. See, they gave up too soon. Gave up too soon.
See, wow. Somebody has to ask Bryce today. Where were they?
Where were they? Well, they'll be opening up. It's three.
What are his parents' names again? Sherry and Ron.
Hey, what are you doing there?
I love his parents.
Hey,
Ron. They're so adorable.
Hey, Ron. What's up? Why'd you leave? Your son ain't the biggest grand slam.
Well, you don't want to talk to Ron like that. He'd kick your ass.
Hey.
Yeah, he totally would. Yeah. I think Ron should be a bouncer. Yes.
We would love to have Ron. But if Ron touched me, I would sue. And I know for a fact his son has the money. So Ron wouldn't do anything because I would sue. I'm going to fight back. I mean, I'm fight back, but just enough not to die. But then I'm being there suing. Oh, my God. Oh, my neck. Oh, my neck hurts. 200 million. And I know you got it. 200 million.
My neck kicking ass and taking names.
That's right. So, yeah, he couldn't touch me because I would definitely sue. I don't make enough money to not sue. Only rich people don't sue after a big fight.
No, actually,
like
rich people do sue. Yeah, see, that's why they're rich.
Well, I'm about to be super rich. You shouldn't have left the game, Ron. Jake Delco, you're a 97.5 Fanatic.
Yo, Tyrell. Oh, I got to get over what you guys are talking about. This is killing me right now.
What?
I feel bad for Bryce. And then I'm kind of mad at you for admitting that you would sue a man over a fight.
If he hit me first, I'm suing him.
That's not a manly thing to do.
I didn't challenge. I'm not that tough. Why do I have to be tough for you?
If you're out of line, then he has permission.
All I did was say he shouldn't have been at the. He should have stayed for the game. I stand by that. And if Ron wants to make me a millionaire over that, so be it.
I think you're right about that, too. I just wouldn't sue. But anyway, let me make my point, and then I'm going to give you two recommendations for a club time round. So yesterday I was with Mike. I was feeling a lot of apprehension about getting re-energized about the Phillies.
Yeah.
I've seen this before. I've seen them score a lot of runs in a game and then come back the next day and score nothing. But now they've sustained the success for three games, which is not that impressive, but for this team it kind of is. And I'm feeling it. So now I'm with you. I'm 100% re-energized. I'm back in it. I'm going to the game tonight. I'm feeling good.
Well, welcome back, Jake. We love to have. We're glad. Andrew and I have been back, so we welcome you back with open arms, there, Jake.
Well, no, I never left. I just got a little de-energized.
I don't blame you.
Going to the games, I got season tickets, all that. But
I got you.
All right, so let me give you two recommendations. They're local guys on the Eagles. Can you guess who they are?
No.
One's on the offense. One's on the defense.
Just tell me who they are.
Corey Clement and Sharif Miller.
All right.
They're good guys.
They're all good guys. They're good guys. Now, they're both going to be on the team. One was undrafted, but he had a huge catch in a Super Bowl already. And then the other one, he actually played pretty well. Nope. You know what? I don't think either one of those guys is going to be in Club Tyrone.
Why? Can't Sharif Miller be in Club Tyrone until he makes the team? Just because he's a local guy?
He could be in Club Monroe until he makes the team. He can be.
But he's from Frankfurt.
I really like him. He played well.
Trying to get my fellow Northeast people into the club. That's all.
Well,
he went to Washington.
If he comes in, he can't come in alone.
I'll bring him.
No. It's got to be a pairing.
Well, I gave you a good candidate during one of the breaks.
Go ahead, say it.
Deshaun Hall belongs in Club Tyrone.
Deshaun Hall and Sharif Miller both in Club Tyrone, and now we're talking.
Okay, fine.
All right. Now, Clement is too, like Harper, the only reason I would put him in is he hasn't done a lot yet in Philly. He won an MVP in Washington. If he already won a World Series, I can't put him in Club Tyrone.
No, I feel like Corey Clement's in VIP.
Yeah, like
if he even wants to come,
he goes to VIP. He already got a big catch in a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
most of Club Tyrone are up and coming guys. He's not up and coming.
Right.
This is gonna be his third year in the league.
Yeah,
he's solidly on the squad.
He's gonna be healthy.
Healthy and already had one of the biggest offensive plays in Eagles history. So he's not up and coming. But those two guys, Hall, I'm liking a lot. He actually leads the NFL in preseason sacks.
Yes,
he does.
Like
those kind of things. And you know I do like those kind of things. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.